David, what's your overriding emotions after that defeat today?
Obviously, disappointed, hurting, but not with the players. You know, a little bit frustrated at maybe how we set the team up. Probably on hindsight, had too many pressers in the team, not enough passers, ball retainers. So I got the balance of the team sort of wrong, and I think that's one thing I'll be kicking myself about tonight. But you know, the players have put a shift in. They've tried to do the job I've asked them to do, but the first goal kills the game plan, kills the strategies, and just, you know, the two fears that you don't want to end up with is anxiety and fear. And I think them kicked in after the first goal and thought, well, this task is massive now. And then when it's 2-0 down, you know, the task is just almost impossible. So we give ourselves too much to do, and we didn't keep the ball well enough for staff. Them players have tried to give us everything, but we just got beat by an incredible team on a day where they were ruthless. They've shown a real championship edge to what they did, and you know, half time they've come out and they wanted to squash us, they wanted to drive us into the floor, and that's something that I've told this group of players, that listen, you know, these are getting paid fortunes, these players, and they're prepared to drive into the floor, to absolutely pulverise you, and that's the word I'd use today. We've been pulverised, and we couldn't stand up to the physical test today. Tried to get five players across the midfield, including Dags, that had the energy to press, that had the legs to press, but we were chasing shadows.
And that showed when Jacob came on in the second half, put his foot on the ball and started to create a little.
Absolutely, I just kept the ball, and we moved the ball. You can't give the ball away against this team, because once you do, you've got two or three players out of position, and they can hit you with two players on a counter attack, or they can just completely dominate you, which they did first half. So, you know, Jacob Mellis should have started, and in hindsight, you know, I wish I had him. Jason Scotland's ball retention second half was good. Him and Jacob's link up was quite good at times. So, you know, we know we're going for the future, and I'll quickly draw a line under it, and try and promise the fans that, you know, we'll be up ready and fighting after tomorrow, and we're looking forward to getting back in work, because, you know, the work on the treadmill starts now, and it's going to be a real, it's not going to be hard to pick them up, because I'm a realist, and I knew that, you know, coming here was a difficult test, but seeing it in real life and real action, that team wanted to put us to the sword, did put us to the sword, and they were outstanding.
Were too many players starstruck? I know it was something you talked about pre-match today.
No, not at all. You know, my young kids get starstruck. This is a group of players that have been round the block. You know, they've been in League Two. I mean, like, you know, half the team have been in League Two and League One. And then to step up to that level of performance, was it a big ask? No. Did we believe we'd win the game? Yeah. Did we prepare right? Yeah. And we tried everything to win that football match, apart from on the day. We've not done enough to fight toe-to-toe with them, but, you know, fighting starts tomorrow.
Unfortunately, today not playing, you've dropped to the foot of the Championship again. Two big home games against Brighton and Watford this week. I think that re-emphasises the challenge that now ahead, now the FA Cup run's come to an end.
Yeah, you know, the FA Cup run, we can put the hullabaloo, whatever you want to call it, we can put that to bed now, and we've got to really fixate our thoughts and fixate our game plan on the plan ahead, which was, when I got this football, you know, when I got the job as to manage this football club, that was the remit to stay in the league and fight for the Championship status. The FA Cup has been a bonus, the money's been a bonus, and the ride's been a bonus. And like I said, I'm not gonna be hurting by what this group of players done or not done today. It's what we do Tuesday. Now, Tuesday night might be a different feeling, so we'll see where we are Tuesday night. But I'm certainly really up for this fight of staying in the league. I think we've proved that and shown that with the results we've had and the fights we've had up to now. And but there's some big hurdles coming up. Brighton's a good team, Watford's a good team, and but we've got Crystal Palace. There's some incredible teams in there. So we've just got to make sure we're back on it Monday, and we clear our thoughts and get ready for what's going to be a massive game for the football club and for this group.
David, thank you very much for your time today.
Pleasure.
Cheers.
No
thank
worries.
You.